And our first reading from Zephaniah, one of the minor prophets. Most all the prophets of the Old Testament, they lived between 750 and 500 BC. And the biggies, the three biggies, are Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. And then after that, the minor prophets. And Zephaniah is one of the minor prophets. And all the prophets, you can look them up, read them in the Bible. They're all in one kind of one book or one place. So Zephaniah, seek the Lord, is what he starts off with. Seek the Lord, because the Lord is not hiding. He's waiting. Seek the Lord. He gave us free will. He says, I can't force you. I can't force your free will. You have to choose to seek me, to pursue your relationship. You have to develop your relationship with me in prayer and in worship. I'm not hiding. I'm waiting. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. You must be humble, because if you're proud, you won't think you need me. Proud people think that they can do everything on their own. They don't need God. They don't need help. I can do it on my own. I want to live for myself. I want to be self-determined. He said, well, then, of course, you're not going to know me. You're not seeking me. You're proud. So you have to be humble. Being humble is recognizing reality. God is this big, and I am this big. That's how big I am. I'm little. I want to be led by someone who cannot fail me, Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. And Jesus says, if you're not willing to obey me, you're not going to have a relationship with me. You have to be obedient to my law, to my will. It's kind of like having a relationship with another person. I mean, if you and I have a friendship and I am not obedient to what is right in a friendship, so if I'm lying to you, or if I'm just using you so I can use your pickup because I need to move, if I'm not calling you back, if I'm not showing up when we're supposed to meet for lunch, well, I'm not obedient to what a relationship demands. And so you're going to say, I can't have a relationship with you, Father Chuck. Can't have a friendship with you. Those who have observed his law, those who are obedient to his will, to his plan for us. Seek justice. Seek humility. So as you're seeking the Lord and living according to his will, seek justice, seek humility. Seek those things that are about his kingdom. He is about justice. He is about humility. He is about sacrificial love. He's about service. He's about worship. He's about virtue. Seek those things that are all about him. You know, when God wants to express his beauty, he creates a rose. When he wants to express his innocence, he creates a baby or a puppy. When he wants to express his majesty, he creates Mount Everest. But what does he do when he wants to express his very self? He creates a saint. He creates Mother Teresa. You know, I want to express all of my beauties in you. And so that's why seek justice, seek humility, seek everything that is of God. Jesus is trying to clone himself in you and in me. So perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger, Zephaniah says. The Lord's anger is his justice. Every one of God's attributes has to be balanced, maintained, and expressed. God is love. God has to maintain that and express it. God is merciful. So he has to express that. God is simple, humble, obedient. God is beautiful. Every one of his attributes, he has to keep them all in balance and express them all. And God is justice. So when Zephaniah talks about God's anger, he's talking about God's justice. God is always going to begin by expressing towards us his love and his mercy. But what happens when we stubbornly stay in our pride? I don't need you. I don't want you. I will go my own way. And we start to move into darkness. and he's not receiving the glory that is rightfully his from his children, that offends his glory, that offends him. And also, he begins to lose us. We start to go the wrong way. On earth, that could land us in jail or in prison. In reality, in God's eyes, it could land us in hell. And he says, oh no, more of my children are going to hell than I want. If I lose even one of them, that's one too many. And now too many are starting to go. I'm losing them. And I don't want that. So he corrects us. He corrects us. He brings us back. That's his justice. He says, I've tried with my love. I've tried with my mercy. My justice is just as much a part of me as my love and my mercy. So now I must express my justice to bring them back. And that's, we call that punishments or chastisements. But aren't they really coming out of his love for us? They're going the wrong way. They're hurting themselves. They're destroying my kingdom. They're not glorifying me and they're losing their souls. I don't want that. So I'll bring them back. So that's what Zephaniah is talking about. Even the chastisements, the punishments, the anger, it's coming from his justice, which is coming from his love. God only acts out of love. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly. There will always be a remnant. Football teams will always have a remnant. Even the Raiders will have the diehard Raider fans, whether they're in Oakland or Los Angeles, and then back to Oakland, and then down to Las Vegas. And even though they were 3-14 this year, tied for, I think three other teams tied them for the worst record. My brother-in-law, Josh, every single game he watched, he rooted for him every game. He wore his Raiders shirt every single Sunday. I think he's living with Ken Stabler and John Madden. I think he's still back there. But he would be a diehard Raider fan, okay? He's a remnant. He's a remnant. And maybe you're a diehard whatever fan, right? Every football team, every baseball team, they have their remnant, those people that will stick with them in the good and the bad and the ugly. And Jesus has his remnant. God has his remnant too. There will always be some people in every parish, in every family, maybe it's only one person. There will always be a few people in Paradise, a few people in Chico. There will always be a few people in every country. There will always be a few that will love him with their whole mind, heart, and soul. Even Jesus had his remnant. Joseph and Mary loved Jesus. They honored and glorified Jesus as they were raising him. And Jesus knew that. Joseph and Mary. Mary Magdalene, after Jesus freed her from 7 demons, she totally devoted herself to Jesus. 100%. To where she got to be at the foot of the cross and go with him all the way to the cross. She got to be the first person to see him rise from the dead after he rose, Mary Magdalene. The apostles, Judas did not love Jesus. Jesus did not have Judas's heart. But the other apostles loved him, especially John. John, I think, was the remnant who really had the heart of Jesus. And Jesus felt John's heart loving him. And a few friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were brothers and sisters. And they lived in Bethany, just a couple miles outside of Jerusalem. And when Jesus would come to Jerusalem, he would stay with them. They were his friends, his close friends. They were part of the remnant. Even Jesus had the remnant. And these are the souls that he loves the most because they love him the most. He loves everyone equally, but he feels more love for those who love him the most. A special friendship with them. And Vasula Raiden, she experienced this. She talked about this. And over the last 100 years, God has been pouring his spirit out, talking through the prophets. And she's one of the modern day. Zephaniah was a prophet in his time. Vasula Raiden was one of those chosen to be a prophet in our time. She was born in 1942 in Cairo, Egypt. And she died just last year, 2024. And Jesus started speaking to her back in the late 1980s for about 50, or no, all the way she wrote his messages down, True Life in God. And she just told the story one time where she was raised in the Orthodox Church, not in the Catholic Church. And so she would travel around as she was speaking about what Jesus was saying to her. And one time she went to a service that was not in her native language. And the Orthodox Church, their masses can be 2 hours long, hour and a half long. They do everything three times. Have you ever been to one of those masses, an Orthodox mass? Okay, everything is three bows, three times everything, a lot of chanting, and it will last an hour and a half to 2 hours. And so she said, here we are. It was 2 hours long. It was in a language I didn't understand. It was a hot day. There was no air conditioning, and we had to stand the whole time. No more complaining about Catholic masses, okay? That's enough. And she said, after a while, I just got so tired and so bored because I just didn't understand anything. I just started to drift. I was looking around, and she said, I just looked up at one of their icons, their beautiful icons, an icon of Jesus, and she said, all of a sudden, he winked at me. His eye winked at me like that, with a little smile. And she said, I thought it was just the sweat in my eye. I thought it was me. But she said, you know what? After the service was over, my friend who was with me said, I got to tell you something. At one point in the Mass, I looked up at an icon and Jesus winked at me. And she said that was the affirmation that he had winked at her as well. And basically what he was saying is, Vasula, I get it. I get it. You know, this is so tiring. You're so hot. You don't understand. I totally get this. And he winks at her. Just like we will do. Just like we will do with good friends, right? When you wink at someone to say, we're on the same page. I get it. You get it, right? Don't even have to say a word. That wink. And that's what the remnant gets to experience. The ones who love him, they get to experience that intimate friendship from the Lord. That wink from the Lord. I get it. I get it, where you're at. And he is almost like him saying to her through that wink, thanks for putting up with it. You know, I appreciate that. Thanks for putting up with it. It'll be over soon, you know. And so that's beautiful. He's inviting us to become part of his remnant. He describes what the remnant is like in the gospel. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are the humble who know that they are dependent on God. They receive everything from God. Blessed are those who suffer on this earth, who mourn. They will be comforted for all eternity. Blessed are the meek, those who are easily led by God, easily led. Blessed are those who are like God, who have a hunger and a thirst for his righteousness on earth. Blessed are the merciful. They're going to be shown mercy, the clean of heart. Blessed are those who are clean and simple and pure and true in their hearts. Their one desire is to honor God at every moment. The clean of heart. They're going to see God. So he's describing what the remnant is like in the gospel. And he's inviting us to become a part of his remnant. Seek the Lord, all you humble of earth, because he is not hiding. He's waiting. I believe in one God.